Hi, this is Anne Merchant, and welcome to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academy of Sciences, the National Academy of Engineering, the Institute of Medicine, and the National Research Council, collectively known as the National Academies. The National Academies is keenly aware of the role that science and technology play in good citizenship. A myriad of everyday issues are effectively informed by science and technology, and in general, Americans have highly favorable attitudes, both towards the disciplines and those individuals who are involved in the enterprise. According to the 2006 Science and Engineering Indicators published by the National Science Board, people genuinely believe that science is beneficial to society and that scientific research is essential to improving our quality of life. Though the content and practice of science can be complex, it's imperative that the world embrace science and technology because of its increasing importance in our daily lives. The National Academies fervently believes in the valuable role that science plays in the world. As an institution, we are committed to drawing attention to the value of the scientific process and to the practical advances in medicine and engineering, and feel that it's critical to understand and appreciate the role that science and technology can play in our future. Enhanced insight into the methods employed by inquiry-based science allows individuals to think critically, to independently analyze and assess science-based strategies and ideas with which the nation is occupied, and to make decisions in their own lives that produce beneficial outcomes. A stronger appreciation for and understanding of this process provides for better citizenship. It affords people the opportunity to distinguish genuine science from pseudoscience. It encourages the pursuit of science and technology-based careers. Popular television shows like CSI and Numbers have demonstrated that it's possible to pique public interest in science, scientists, and the scientific method if done properly. Beginning in 2003, the National Academies has recognized outstanding examples of science communication. With generous support from the Keck Foundation, the Keck Futures Initiative has recognized excellence in reporting and communicating science, engineering, and medicine to the general public. This year, awardees were chosen from among 250 print, broadcast, and internet entries submitted for the competition. The awards were given to individuals in three categories: a book author, a newspaper, magazine, or online journalist, and a TV or radio correspondent or producer. In today's podcast, we're going to introduce you to the individuals who were awarded the 2007 National Academies Communications Awards. These winners were chosen by a selection committee comprised of 10 journalists, producers, educators, and scientists, and chaired by Don Kennedy of Science. First is Eric Kandel, a neurobiologist at Columbia University. He's a senior investigator at Columbia's Howard Hughes Medical Institute and a member of both the National Academy of Sciences and the Institute of Medicine. He's a Nobel laureate, having shared the 2000 Nobel Prize for Physiology or Medicine for his discoveries concerning signal transduction in the nervous system. And he's also a terrific writer and science communicator. His book, In Search of Memory, is an insightful and engaging mix of memoir, history, and science. Charting the intellectual course of the emerging biology of the mind, Eric illuminates how behavioral psychology, cognitive psychology, neuroscience, and molecular biology have converged into a powerful new scientific enterprise. Best of all, this book is written for the general reader, for someone who may not have any background in science at all, but who is fascinated by the mysteries of the human brain and the magic of memory. In Search of Memory spans 5 decades and chronicles Eric's astounding personal and professional journey. He deftly weaves the nuances of this intricate and complex science with personal recollections that make the book especially compelling. From his childhood in Vienna on the eve of World War II, when he and his family escaped to the U.S., to his undergraduate years, which he spent studying psychoanalysis at Harvard, to his career pioneering the new science of mind, this intellectual autobiography presents a fascinating portrait of a scientist's evolution. As Eric says in the final pages of his book, "I also think it's important to be bold, to tackle difficult problems, especially those that appear initially to be messy and unstructured. One should not be afraid to try new things, such as moving from one field to another or working at the boundaries of different disciplines, for it is at these borders that some of the most interesting problems reside." The National Academies recognizes the challenges in conveying the breadth and power of emerging scientific discovery and applauds the work that Eric has done. Equally impressive is the work of Carl Zimmer, who received the 2007 Communications Award in the newspaper, magazine, and internet category. Carl is a freelance science writer whose work has appeared in a variety of publications, most notably in the Tuesday Science Times section of the New York Times. Carl was senior editor at Discover magazine, and he regularly contributes to Scientific American, Science, and Popular Science, among others. He's won the AAAS Science Journalism Award and the American Institute of Biological Sciences Media Award. Whether he's writing about thirsty leeches or the unusual phenomenon of sexual cannibalism among praying mantises, Carl reports from the frontiers of biology, where scientists are expanding our understanding of life itself. His subject matter is always enticing, and his ability to include special scientific twists or important evolutionary implications hooks readers almost immediately. Carl was specifically honored by the National Academies for a series of articles he published in 2006. This work appeared in the New York Times and National Geographic, as well as on The Loom, a scientific blog that he writes for Seed magazine. The selection committee was especially impressed with Carl's diverse and consistently interesting coverage of science. As an author, essayist, and skilled science communicator, Carl is ideally positioned to inform, excite, intrigue, and invite a variety of audiences to follow him as he explores a fascinating scientific terrain. When readers follow, they delight in the process of learning from this able guide. The third and last award made by the National Academies recognizes achievement in the category of radio and television. This year, the prize was awarded to Radiolab, an innovative and exciting new kind of radio broadcast produced at New York City's NPR station, WNYC, and distributed to public radio stations throughout the nation. Radiolab tells stories about science in fields as diverse as cosmology, neuroscience, and anthropology, using language that is frankly new to broadcasting. This hour-long radio show covers topics of a scientific and philosophical nature, stories, interviews, and thought experiments. The show tackles broad, difficult concepts such as time and morality in an accessible and lighthearted manner so that the audience learns about science without really knowing that they're learning and without ever being intimidated by the potentially weighty nature of the topics. Radiolab's host and producer, Jad Abumrad, is the son of a scientist and a doctor who studied creative writing and music composition at Oberlin College. He's written music for films as well as reported and produced documentaries for public radio, including WNYC's 24 Hours at the Edge of Ground Zero and The Ring and I, in which Jad took an offbeat look at the enduring success of composer Richard Wagner's Ring Cycle. In 2005, that broadcast earned him the prestigious National Headliner Grand Award for Radio. Jad's co-host on the Radio Lab is Robert Krulwich, who many of you will know as a longtime NPR correspondent who's also a special correspondent for ABC News. Robert also hosts Nova's new series, Nova Science Now. In 2001, he won the AAAS Science Journalism Award for the Nova special, Cracking the Code of Life. Robert's special gift is his ability to explain complex subjects in science, technology, and economics in a clear, compelling, and entertaining way. He's been called the man who makes the dismal science swing by the Washington Journalism Review. Thought-provoking, amusing, and brilliantly produced by Ellen Horn, Radiolab is a superlative example of how science can be investigated and communicated in creative ways. In their own words, each episode is a patchwork of people, sounds, stories, and experiences. On Radiolab, science bumps into culture, information sounds like music. Radiolab is designed for listeners who demand skepticism but appreciate wonder, who are curious about the world but who also want to be moved and surprised. Cool. In fact, all three of these examples of science communications, Eric Kandel's vivid and powerful memoir of personal and scientific discovery, Carl Zimmer's sometimes quirky but always fascinating contributions to the genre of popular science, and Radiolab's original and inventive radio program and podcast are all pretty cool. Each in their own way provides a window on the world of science that beckons to everyone, expert and neophyte alike. For some, science is alluring and compelling in its own right. For others, it's a harder sell. But when packaged correctly, when communicated by someone skilled in telling a story, science is revelatory, exciting, and passionate. But it's also fun and fabulous and completely awesome in the truest sense of that word. We owe our thanks to Eric, Carl, Jad, Robert, and Ellen for wrapping up all this great science in perfect, beautiful packages and giving the gift of their talent to the world. As you might imagine, we here at The Sounds of Science think that science communication is pretty important. So we hope that you've enjoyed today's podcast and join us in celebrating the achievements of these remarkable individuals. The Communications Award are just one component of the National Academy's Keck Futures Initiative. For more information on the Keck Futures Initiative in general, or the National Academy's Communications Awards in particular, you may log on to keckfutures.org. My name is Anne Merchant, and you've been listening to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academies, advisors to the nation on science, engineering, and medicine. Be sure to visit us at our website at nationalacademies.org, where we have more than 3,000 books and publications available full text to read free online.